So that's why we can say and give him the praise and the honor and the glory that due to him. Who can stand against you, Lord? Who's on the Lord's side? Who have made God their choice? If you have made God your choice, you can't lose. You let God have his place in your life. And Romans says it like this, that God has shed his love abroad in our heart. How? By the Holy Spirit. Right? He has shed his love abroad in our hearts by what? Holy Spirit. Why did he do that? So we could have in us what he is. Say it again. So we can have in us what he is and who he is. Who is God? God is love. And he's not a man. He's not a God that lies or give out false information. He does not manipulate. He does not scheme on people. He just tells you the straight truth. Because that's who he is. Amen? So, what he says, we should put that in our hearts, in our lives, and let that be what we put into practice in everything we do. We build that inside of us, and there's ways to do that. You got to hear it, believe it, receive it, say it, do it, stand on it. Having done all to stand, right? So, Isaiah 55:11, because what I've been over, some of this I'm kind of reviewing. Isaiah 55:11, this is the New King James. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. Notice that Numbers said God is not a man that he what should lie, neither son of man that he should repent. Has he said, shall he not do it? Has he spoken, shall he not make it good? Then Isaiah says, so God says, so shall my word be good that go forth out of my mouth. It shall what? Not return to me void. Why? Because he's not a liar. What he says come to pass, it will do everything he said because it's the truth. It'll never return to him void. But it shall accomplish what I please. And what did he please? When he created man, he made man how? Like himself. And then he said to man, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. Then he gave him an earth that will grow, produce everything the man need, right? And so he said, but shall accomplish what I please. You notice that it said God blessed him. And then God said to him, be fruitful, multiply. Well, when his word went forth, haven't you seen that happen in the lives of people? That God blessing flows. Even with the chaos here, even with the violence, with Satan have entered into this earth realm, do you still see the blessing of God flowing? Those that trust him, those that, in spite of all the things that have been said and done against the Lord, against his word, but those that trust him, those that speak his word, those that stand on his word, we have the proof, evidence. Sound like Joran, Mr. Eddie James, let him get on his conveyor, what do you call it, thing? Excavator. And to my amazing, I call myself feminine, and I was looking so to, you know how you're looking, your phone is one place and you, but anyway, I got most of it. And with just a little assistant, that boy put that thing on that trailer. And so he came in the house and his grandma said, boy, you can't ride no excavator. You can't drive no excavator. He said, I got proof. He said, I got proof. Well, God got proof. If you'll do what he said, he'll prove it. It's proof. That's why we want to get a what? Understanding of the word, knowledge of the word, understanding, and then do it. He had never lied, because he just said, what comes out of my mouth will never return to me void. Whatever I speak, you can take it to the bank or you can stand on it, because it will come to pass. Notice how this word works in the heart. Say the word of God. Say this with me. The word of God only works in the heart of man. Not in his head, but in his heart. Hallelujah. So that's why you want to fill your heart with the word. He tells how to get it in. Believe it. Meditate upon it. Confess it. Speak it. Practice it. And be a doer of the word, right? Do it. Say it. Believe it. So he said, but it shall accomplish what I please. What did God please? Beloved, I wish. Beloved, I wish above all things. That's what pleased God. That thou mayest what? Prosper and be in health. Even thy soul, what? Even at thy what? Soul prosper. I want to give you another one. Y'all don't have to try to find this one because I didn't give it to you. But I want you to listen to this one. I'm going to read it again. But shall accomplish what I please. So shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void. It shall not return unsuccessful. His word is not empty of God's ability and power to do what he sent it out to do. So he said, but it shall what? Accomplish what I please.